Citizenry angered at school safety meeting. The public was not impressed with what they heard at the joint meeting of the Las Cruces City Council and the Public School Board. The meeting was to deal with school safety, but turned to gun control. The public was allowed to speak 2 hours into the meeting. An Oñate student, Cameron Castillo, said that even though gun proliferation was the main topic, there were three elements to the problem, and then posed a direct question.
And while I appreciate your presentation on the gun aspect of it, my question to you as a student is, if you think the other two, being mental health protections and school security, are as important as the first one, how come we haven't seen a resolution for you, from you, or from any city council members in the aftermath?
The meeting took no formal action on the issue. And a Mexico teen was detained after allegedly bringing an unloaded handgun to school. The Deming Headlight reports Deming Public Schools released a statement Monday stating the student had been detained at Deming High. The weapon was recovered without incident. Deming Police Chief Bobby Orozco said the 14-year-old boy was detained after students informed school personnel they'd seen him in possession of a gun. The teen admitted to stealing the weapon. Parents expressed concern over school safety double standard. Joint meeting of the Public School Board and the Las Cruces City Council made the public wait 2 hours before they could express their opinions on school safety. When they did, one parent, Jesus Omar Oropeza, got angry when he heard that Superintendent Greg Ewing had a panic button to keep him safe if a shooter came to his office. But students don't have that same protection.
I have four of my children that attend your public schools. You're telling me that in your office, you got a little red button, a panic button for whenever something happens so you can keep yourself safe. So why should my kids have a panic button? And my kids cannot have the same security.
The possibility of teachers carrying guns and increased funding for better security were also discussed by the 18-member panel. No easy answers in improving school safety. Our series on the school safety crisis continues now. In Las Cruces, the discussion of school safety has become a flashpoint at public meetings that has consistently evolved into a debate on gun regulation. A series of meetings through the spring involved the city council and the local school board brought forth heat from both sides on the Second Amendment issue.
But have any of you read the Second Amendment? Do you know what the Second Amendment of the Constitution actually says?
Public many times had agendas that overshadowed the safety issue.
If you take away the gun, you take away the slaughter.
Thomas Jefferson said that when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns.
Anything that we do to take away those rights is a step in the wrong direction.
They're designed for one thing and one thing only, that is killing people.
The city council has passed a resolution on school safety that skirted the gun ownership issue, encouraging dialogue on other elements that contribute to violent school outbreaks. We will explore those elements in future reports. Threaten the school, go to jail. An update now on the man whose social media threats led to panic a year ago. Our series on school safety continues with the story of a 24-year-old man who threatened to shoot local children, who now will spend 2.5 years in prison. Las Cruces Michael Anthony Estrada was sentenced to 30 months behind bars on his conviction of using interstate communications to threaten the lives and safety of children at a Las Cruces public elementary school. He'll be on supervised release for 3 years after completing his prison sentence. He was arrested in September of last year for using social media platforms to post threats to shoot children at a Las Cruces elementary school. He pled guilty. Several other elementary schools were placed on lockdown because of the threats. Background checks for gun purchases. How effective are they? Our series on public school safety continues now with a look at a hot-button topic directly related to school massacres and gun control.
I'd like to see background checks.
I mean, it's pretty clear that demented or troubled individuals with guns that are capable of killing a lot of people at once.
There is no background check legislation that will ever be universal.
Background checks, a means to keep guns out of the hands of disturbed people and persons with mental illness, is a good idea. Gun sellers are in favor of background checks, but Harry Stryker, who owns and operates Stryker Shooting World, told me the system works great. Except...
A background check system is only as good as the information that is fed into that system. And some states and agencies choose not to report certain types of mental illness to that system.
New Mexico is one of the states that does not allow instances of mental instability to appear on a background check unless the courts have ruled that person is insane, effectively negating the value of the information search as regards someone's mental health status. Next, we look at the police department's efforts to keep the peace in the Las Cruces school campuses. Federal ruling gives school safety a chance.
With news on that deadly school rampage in Parkland, Florida.
And I'm a parent of two school-aged children who don't want to be scared to go to school.
Our continuing coverage of safety in the Las Cruces schools' latest edition focuses on the possibility that untraceable guns could be made in someone's home. A federal judge in Seattle halted the release of online plans to make a plastic untraceable handgun. 10 plans for other weapons have made it online from Kyle Wilson of Defense Distributed of Austin, Texas. The State Department deal cleared the way for those plans to be downloaded. Now 8 states are suing to keep the material off the internet permanently. Wilson told CBS News that he feels no responsibility if another school massacre is facilitated by the plans he's provided.
I don't believe that if I allow you to download an AR-15, the full plans of an AR-15, I don't believe that I provided you anything other than the general knowledge of what an AR-15 is. I'm no different from a publisher of information.
The federal lawsuit is expected to be heard this fall. School leaders prepare for the worst. Our series on safety in our schools continues now as we introduce you to Alice.
Alert, lockdown, inform, confront, and evacuate.
That's Mesa Middle School Principal Steve Rodriguez, who's hosting an all-day training session tutoring other educators on how to handle active shooter situations.
You know, the reality is it is the world that we live in, unfortunately, and making sure that we know how to respond in those times, because if we don't train for it and we don't have our students knowledgeable of where to go, where to, you know, meet if something were to happen.
12 live scenarios will be covered in the day-long event. Those who attend will share knowledge, according to Rodriguez.
And our goal is that once they learn and the principals have found it important to come, is then they take it back to their school and then do what Mesa did, then train their students how to respond.
We end our look at this training exercise with a plea from the middle school principal to parents.
Parents, whenever you have your schools put on your ALICE training of what your role is, what the community's role is, I think it's important that you attend those meetings so that you learn what your role is and how to respond if there's an unfortunate incident at any of our schools.
Gun proposal fought with war of words. Las Cruces City Councilors dodged a bullet yesterday after hearing from both sides on a contentious gun control issue. They decided not to act on a non-binding memorial that was up for consideration. It would have asked the New Mexico legislature and the governor to, quote, act to better secure the safety and education of young people by restricting the sale and possession of semi-automatic weapons. Each side had their own ammunition. Pro-gun.
Too many times have these sporterized versions, the AR-15, have been demonized in our, in not only our media, but also in our news and everything. An AR-15, rifle, pistol, anything like that, it's an inanimate object. It's the individual that chooses to use that item in an illegal manner.
And not so pro-gun.
This is not a law in front of us today. It's simply a resolution, helping to keep our children alive and safe in school.
The counselors tabled the item for another day. Students, parents, and spiritual leaders gathered at the Taos Plaza to show the support for 17 people killed in Parkland, Florida last month. Schools in Taos are closed for spring break, but organizer Jill Klein says there was a local groundswell to recognize the horror of the school shootings.
We've become so desensitized that sometimes we really lose our ability to respond when it happens close to home. But I think people are really at that place of saying, I don't want it to happen close to home.
School bell rings today. Today is the first day of school for Las Cruces Public School children. And this is the final installment in our series on school safety. We look at SROs, school resource officers, police officers who are assigned to a middle or high school in case violence erupts. Todd Gregory is a former Las Cruces policeman who administers the SRO program. He says it takes a certain type of personality for an officer to do this job.
Well, you want someone that's interested in youth, that's maybe been active in the community, like coaching.
The program was initiated by the city's police department in the 90s after they received a federal grant put towards safer school. One difference between being an SRO and actual on-the-street police work is that students will be back in class after an incident, and that takes finesse from an SRO, according to Gregory.
They have to learn how to work with that juvenile, the family, outreach. So you're not just kind of filing paperwork and it's over with. You're really needing to follow up with to make sure the kid is successful and make sure that the parents have the resources.
Throughout our school safety series, we've looked at gun ownership, background checks, the influence of bullying, and how schools train to deal with live shooter situations. Todd Gregory says calmer measures are first in the SRO's efforts in a tense situation.
Probably last thing on our mind as a school resource officer is enforcement. And we want to get compliance through, you know, our positive interactions, not just a negative, a punitive action.
There are no easy answers to keeping kids safe while they're at school, but we hope our series has helped shine a light on the local efforts toward that end.